With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says there's some wild weather pretty much all across the country.
We've got the blizzard moving across portions of the Midwest to the Great Lakes, a severe weather risk across from the Mississippi Valley into the Mid-Atlantic, and then the well above normal temperatures across a lot of the West. Different varying levels of hazardous weather, but a lot of areas are seeing, weather that is on the anomalous side for mid-March.
Governments responding with caution after President Trump called on nations, including China and Great Britain, to send warships to help protect vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. Global oil prices have gone up as one-fifth of the world's supply normally transit this strait. Energy Secretary Chris Wright says it's possible gas could again cost less than $3 a gallon by the start of the summer travel season.
There's a very good chance that'll be true. There's no guarantees in war. The time frame's still not entirely clear, but I think that's certainly a goal of the administration and very possible.
And Wright tells NBC News Meet the Press it is a very critical situation.
The world depends on the flows through Hormuz, and most importantly, the Asian nations, Japan, Korea, China, Thailand, India. A meaningful part of their total energy supplies come from the Straits of Hormuz. So, of course, the whole world will be united on the need to open Hormuz. And clearly, we will have the support of other nations to achieve that objective.
Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels staying on the sidelines in this war. Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group and Iraqi militias have stepped up, while the Houthis have only held protests and issued a few statements. This is SRN News. Young people today are becoming more engaged in the church. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 40% of America's Protestant pastors say they see more millennials and members of Generation Z showing up to worship services and participating in the life of their congregation. The churches that are most likely to see increased engagement by young adults are big ones, those led by younger pastors, and those outside the mainline Protestant denominations. Both males and females are responding. Michael Harrington reporting.
Communist government in Beijing persecutes Christians within its borders, but it doesn't stop there. Now the Congressional Executive Committee on China urging Congress and the president to do something about China's campaigns against Chinese Christians living right here in the United States. The committee says China uses verbal and online harassment to silence believers. This is SRN News. They came from several states, leaving families around the country. We are learning more about the six U.S. service members who died in an air crash in western Iraq.
The U.S. military identifying the six service members who died last week when their refueling plane crashed in western Iraq. They were tied to the National Guard and Air Force units in Alabama, Florida, and Ohio. Sergeant Ashley Pruitt from Kentucky was a mom of two. Major Alex Klinner from Alabama had seven-month-old twins and a two-year-old. Captain Ariana Savino was a pilot from Washington State. Captain Seth Koval was from Indiana. Captain Curtis Danks and Sergeant Tyler Simmons were both from Ohio. U.S. Central Command has said the crash happened while in friendly airspace. The other plane landed safely. An investigation is underway. I'm Julie Walker.
And you'll find more details at srnnews.com.